For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy now through Monday and save 25% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Malibu LSs. Get details and schedule a test drive today at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible, like the supremely intelligent E-Class sedan or the awe-inspiring GLC. Don't miss this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Hurry in to our summer event. Visit MBUSA.com to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Disappointed.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Anthony Rizzo has led off two games in a row for the Cubs, and in both games, he started the game with a home run. He declared himself to be the greatest leadoff hitter of all time after last night's loss to the Mets, but will it continue?
I think Joe is trying to mix it up and try to spark us a little bit by putting Riz in that spot. And you know, listen, I think it obviously it's worked for two games. It's not a long-term solution, but we do need to find someone that can do that consistently because we want Chris, we want Anthony, to come up with guys on base. And hopefully that starts us getting going in these games.
And it was Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer. He was on with Mike Mulligan and David Haw earlier today. You can hear the entire interview at 670thescore.com. The Cubs are off today. They open up a three-game set in Pittsburgh tomorrow night as the world champs look to get back to .500. The White Sox wrap up their four-game set with Baltimore in about 8 minutes. David Holmberg takes the ball today for his fourth start as the White Sox try and take 3 out of 4 from the O's. And on the farm this evening for the Sox, Carson Fulmer on the hill for AAA Charlotte as they host Louisville. Football, the final off-season minicamp practice for the Bears was canceled today, so they are done until training camp officially begins on July 26th in Bourbonnais. Basketball, the Bulls begin their summer league campaign on July 8th versus the Mavericks. The Bulls, of course, won the summer league last year. And in college basketball, the NCAA has suspended Louisville head coach Rick Pitino for 5 conference games next season for his role in the university's sex scandal. Louisville will also have to vacate wins from December 2010 through July 2014 and return all of the money the school received via revenue sharing during the 2012 through 2015 NCAA tournaments. In fight news, Floyd Mayweather and UFC lightweight and featherweight champ Conor McGregor have agreed to terms on a boxing match that will take place in Las Vegas on August 26th. And finally, in golf, U.S. Open underway today in Wisconsin. Ricky Fowler leads the pack at 7-under through 17 holes. And around 11:15 this morning, an advertiser blimp caught fire and crashed about a half mile away from Erin Hills, the pilot currently being treated for injuries. No other people were involved in the incident. Whether you're in the stadium or watching at home, games are better in groups. So next time you host a watch party, call and order from the B-Dubs party menu, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. And if you're searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipek, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Thank you, Kevin Zipak. Kevin had updates during the show, as well as Joe Ostrowski all morning long. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are the fine producers of this show. Thank you, men. Ray Diaz does good work. And Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. You heard our guest today, Len Casper of the Cubs broadcast team, and Bears linebacker Sam Acho. Tomorrow on the show, Jonah Carey from CBS Sports and Sports Illustrated will talk some baseball with us, and we'll check in about the Bears as well.
And right now, let's give something away. Caller 6 on the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. You win a free Sport Clips haircut at any of their 90-plus Chicagoland locations. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Bernstein and Goff in studio. Jason Goff is back.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
How are you doing? We're fine.
I'm all right. It's, you know, pretty painful experience, but, you know, I'm back. Back on top.
It was the back from playing hoops. Is that right?
No, my back was hurting me Thursday. It's funny because I mentioned it to Brendan. I told him I'm gonna have to get a special chair in here or something because my back is not right. And we joked around about it on Thursday. And I want to train for this CrossFit it's called a Savage Race, July 29th. So it's kind of like a relay race of CrossFit or whatever, right? And it was just, you know, a goal. Try to lose some weight. I was down 7. I wanted to be down 15 by the end of the month. And I wasn't listening to my back at all. And it was getting tight on me. And I went and played ball Saturday morning. And I got in the car. Everything was fine. I got in the car. And the 25-minute trip that it took back from the house, from the spot we played ball to the house, I got upstairs. I had to crawl up the stairs because I couldn't straighten out.
Ugh,
and from that point on, I was pretty much in the bed. Couldn't hang out with my kid. It was just it's been a tough 3 days. I got myself some medicine or whatever.
Did you see a doctor? Mm-hmm. Discs or nerves?
Well,
what are they saying it is?
I gotta go back on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. So they gave me some muscle relaxers and some anti-inflammatories, but everything's fine.
I remember when that had happened to me once or twice. Just the back, it feels helpless. There's something like you just I have to get from the bed to that chair. I don't think I can do that.
Yeah, there's no movement that feels comfortable.
Right, and you sit there and you're like, I have 4 feet to move, and I don't know how I'm going to do this. You're plotting and scheming your movements,
and your kid doesn't care.
No awareness.
Your kid's like, hey, dude, I need to eat. And mommy is in the other room, so you need to handle this. So, yeah. But I'm all right.
Heard you guys talking about the Leonard Floyd stuff, and I was a little mad at myself that I didn't give it as much thought hearing the sound yesterday when we had Zach on as I did when I picked up the paper this morning. And credit to whichever editor at the Tribune, whether it's Joe Knowles or whomever, or Tim Bannon or Ken Paxton, that pulled this quote, because there's a linguistic significance here to Leonard Floyd that I think is different from any number of the stories that we've heard, whether it's, you know, Mike Adamley's stories or Jim McMahon's or anything that's hit close to home here. You don't think the same. The second person, there is a subtle shift to the second person in here. You just don't feel normal. It's the thinking part.
Yeah.
For me, it was material to cut through all of the droning information about the swirl. Usually with the head injury stuff, it's complicated. You know, we're talking about the medical, we get deep in the weeds medically. We get deep in the weeds legally with the class action. This is as simple and stark as it's been. And it's a 24-year-old current player in uniform.
With no plans to stop.
On the practice field with no plans to stop. You don't think the same. You just don't feel normal.
Right, your point about that is that it makes us feel like it's relevant or something?
Or it makes a young athlete. I just think it sounds different to a young athlete and a young athlete's family trying to make decisions about his or her best interest, whether to continue with a sport or take up a sport or make a choice in what you do. And I think for it to come from this messenger in this way, it resonates differently with me in that seemingly innocuous switch to the second person might just cut through a little bit. It might ring differently.
But I mean, if the suicide deaths of legends don't turn anybody, I don't know if Leonard Floyd's experience is. You know, Junior Seau shot himself. There's a lot of guys who have killed themselves. Yeah, Justin Schultz drove into a tanker
drove
full
on
of
Belcher.
Oil.
I mean, right.
Yeah. So if those things don't kind of make you think, all right, maybe I shouldn't play this. A 24-year-old who has 7 sacks in his rookie season probably not going to turn you.
Well,
either.
Who's the Wisconsin linebacker who quit in year two?
Chris Borland.
So Borland, like seeing a young guy say, look, I'm in the middle of this and I'm choosing not to do
what
it
am
because
I doing?
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But he's giving voice to his fears.
He said, I vow to play all 16 games this year.
Zero desire, which everybody can relate to who's played the game. Says, I knew there were risks, but I just kept on going.
Yeah, I didn't think about it at the time, but then I saw it this morning. I said, aha, that for him to present it, you don't think the same. You don't feel normal.
I was thinking about the idea of it being 2 months and how, I don't know, scary, alone he must have felt. Because when the season ends, those guys go away, right? I mean, they're now just coming back with the OTAs and the minicamp. So who knows what type of doctors he was seeing or not seeing, if the team was checking in or not checking in. They said, don't work out in the off season until you feel right. And he said that wasn't until late in February. So he's just sitting around watching the NFL playoffs, and he's just watching and not feeling right for weeks and months at a time.
I think the difference is that, you know, football is a sport that chooses you. You know, football weeds out who doesn't want to be a part of football very quickly in a young person's life.
Yeah, you get hit a couple of times. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah, and the commitment, too. The commitment, the beating. And I truly believe that there are certain people who are born with a gladiator mindset that normal people don't have, where it's understanding the cost, understanding the reward as well, and understanding what that process is to get there. Like I've seen guys who I personally have known go through football, and I ask myself, like, why would anybody do that to themselves? You know, like my back hurts. Everything hurts on them every single day of every single week for 17 weeks. And then you get time off. And if you don't jump back in there, as far as getting your body right again, somebody's going to cut you because they're going to know you're out of shape.
So no wonder you have that mindset, that Leonard Floyd, because if he didn't have that mindset, he wouldn't have got here in the first place.
Not at all. See the Michael Orr stuff?
In Georgia. Mm-hmm. That's that.
Right.
You saw the pictures that Michael Orr posted of his like pipe organ of bottles of medicine?
Mm-hmm.
And
I see it.
He put a picture on Twitter, and so like this is what I have to go through every day to get right, and it stirred controversy. Like here you are, you're addicted to all these the opioids and everything else, and all of a sudden the Ravens have to answer for it, and their doctors are are these all properly prescribed? Why does he feel he has to take all these medications? And I'm thinking, man, if you only knew. If you had every NFL veteran
before the game, guys,
every player take a picture of all of their bottles of pills on the nightstand or in the bathroom, you wouldn't be amazed by that.
Drank with an NFL player and the amount of liquor
they can
consume is, I mean, talking about polishing off a fifth of liquor like as a daily occurrence in their prime, like it's nothing. And it was just like, yeah, I mean, practice was over. And so then it was time to go to the Captain Morgan just to get back to their
normal day. I remember being in the locker room after a game, and I used to hang around the linebackers because it was Vincent Smith and Joe Kane, and there's always really good quotes out there. And Vincent is moving like you were describing, Speaks. Like he's trying to get dressed, and it's you could just tell that he was
broken,
that everything hurt. Bad.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and he just kind of gave me a look like, is it okay? And he said, is it okay if I don't talk? I'm really not. And I said, of course it's okay. You're not obligated to talk at all. I'll go over to Big Cat and get what I need and it'll be fine. And he just like, man, He said, this is bad. And I said, is this three Vicodin and a bottle of Hennessy bad? And he gives me this look, long look. He's like, did you play?
Right. The answer is no.
I was half kidding.
Right.
And
that just shows you how messed up he was if he asked you if you played football. Yes. That just lets you know he's delirious.
Obviously, that was the bit. And that was his mordant sense of humor at the time.
He thought you were Mark Silver. He confused you.
That's why I don't get mad when these guys hold out. Get as much money as you can.
Of course.
You're going to die soon. Get as much money as you possibly can. Hold out for every single dollar and be a mercenary. Go play for the team's rival next year if you need to.
So do you love Revis? I love Revis.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, me too.
He was taking money when he couldn't play.
He's the best.
That Tampa Bay thing where everybody's like, he's not a cover two. No, he's just getting his ass whooped. That's all that is. Yep. He's getting his ass whooped and cashing checks.
One of my favorite NFL players ever.
Yeah, no problem with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you football player, fine. Knock yourself out. Get everything you can out there.
Jay, have you seen any of this Lakers-Celtics 30 for 30?
I started watching it last night, first 20 minutes in, and then I fell out.
It's in the first half of the first part. I mentioned it yesterday. It's like all the super team conversations we've been having. I know you've mentioned this before, but it was worth a reminder to watch Jerry West and Elgin Baylor lose five finals and then get Wilt Chamberlain and lose another one
and then win.
Yep. And before they eventually won, but like Wilt Chamberlain found a way to get to LA because he was kind of forcing his way out of Philly.
Didn't he lead the league in assists that year?
That was his final year.
Okay, because
his final year.
But like this idea of the greatest players finding a way to work together.
It's always happened.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's always
and forever happened.
Yeah, it's just you know, Michael Jordan stands out there, can't fathom that this wasn't the way the NBA. Very Smart Brothers is a website that I go to and read some of their columns. They wrote about it not being LeBron's fault or Kevin Durant's fault, and that Michael Jordan people need to just understand what this league is and why it is the way it is. And we've talked about it before.
How about Lou Alcindor whining his way out of Milwaukee because he just didn't want to live there anymore and didn't want to play there?
And
like, that was part of it, too.
And he ends up in LA. Right? Yeah. Oh, and then you played the bit from Woj, Parkins, about LeBron and how, you know, going year to year in Cleveland, how he might want to end up in L.A., one of the L.A.
Knock
teams.
Yourself out.
Yeah, LeBron will be L.A.
When did the Sixers finally win it? When did those great Sixers teams finally break through?
When they got Moses.
Sure. When did Oscar Robertson win it?
And if you really can't do the super team thing with the Warriors. Not at all. They drafted better than you.
Yeah, they did.
Right. They drafted better than you, and they had cap space at a
signed
very,
a miracle contract very, yeah, at a great
very
time.
Beneficial time.
Yeah, they took advantage of the ankles to sign.
And then the cap went up. The cap went up literally a max player contract.
And they got
twice.
The one. They got the one. So, I mean, and those guys, they got two 27-year-olds in Clay and Draymond who have three more years on their deal. Steph Curry is a free agent. He's going to sign back with the Warriors. And there's a player option for Kevin Durant. So that four will be back because they – and Bob Myers is my dude. That four will be back because of the way they planned. They saw that something might be out there on the horizon. You know, they knew the guys were going to try to opt out or sign short contracts and have a free agent bonanza because the television money was going out. Don't get mad at them because they outsmarted you. They outsmarted you by taking one of the best utility players in the game at pick 37.
Yep.
So, I mean, they outsmarted you. Klay Thompson, I'll never forget that draft show that we did. I won Klay Thompson. He was a guy who was going to be able to shoot for the rest of his career, and he's a terrific defender. They got him. You know, Steph Curry. Steph Curry was okay, and he worked on everything and became one of the best shooters of all time. So don't talk that super team nonsense to me when it's about the Warriors.
And it's also it's just GMs, man. Like Red Auerbach said, I want Russell. So he found a team that was afraid to draft a black guy, and he made the deal with them.
Well, he traded the Ice Capades to the Rochester Royals.
And that was number one.
Yeah, they had the number one pick.
And then the number two
second pick was St. Louis. And there was a lot going on racially in St. Louis at that time.
Is it Ed McCauley they traded?
Yes. And then next year.
Right.
And then they got him in.
It's fine
two.
Now.
Yeah. At all times.
Yeah, don't worry about St. Louis. They're fine.
And then Red did it again later on when he's like, Joe Barry Carroll. Yeah, we want him. Now we'll take Robert Parrish and the pick that became Kevin McHale. We'll do that
instead. How about what they did to jump a year ahead with Bird?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I said, oh, wait a second. Here's a loophole. And then so the NBA is like, wait a second, we got to stop this. All right, fine, you can do this, but now nobody else can do it.
and we won't be far from that when the new CBA comes up because the NBA is going to have to figure a way out to make sure that the super teams don't gather. But guess what? Everybody watches the super teams play. everybody. Those numbers don't lie.
I Laker LeBron is coming.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, it's coming.
And as we've talked about LeBron adapting his game to advancing age, and what the third act, if you assume he's sort of near the end of Act Two, that what the third act is going to look like, is it's Chamberlain is informative. Because Chamberlain was still a significant player on a championship team who just played the game completely differently.
He adapted
and because
and changed.
Of his remarkable basketball intelligence to go along with those physical gifts, they figured it out. It was coaching. It was him understanding what he was, and it was the another basketball meritocracy, which is great. You know, we were making Jazz comparisons because that was brought up, and just talking about how that even the same Jazz combo. Starting with the same basic song is going to evolve, and they're going to know there's going to be times where different people step into different spaces, and that's, you know, the Warriors and all super teams sort of find a way to do that. They find sometimes it's just not your turn at that point in the song.
I like that analogy.
You have to. You're not allowed to not like it.
Mark
has no idea what I'm talking about. I was just standing here. I was going to say totally.
Say something about the chords, man.
The chords and the riffing. I mean, they string it all together.
Yeah.
It's just...
Nailed it!
Amazing harmony. What do you guys have today?
Well, we're going to talk with Zach Zabin, the latest at the Bears wrap-up. John Fox did his little foxy thing today. They stretch out, cancels practice. Oh, look at that, because it worked so well last year. And Mark Gonzalez is going to join us too, as we continue our endless attempts to solve the Cubs. Because I think the solution is they're mediocre.
They have no game today is the solution. They can't lose.
Yeah.
We don't have to watch.
You know what? That's a win for all of you.
It kind of feels good to not have to go again into that into the breach. Right?
I'm very much looking forward to not watching tonight. It's going to be great.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's great.
Because last night sucked.
Yeah. And then tomorrow's Friday.
It was
Friday,
good for a while.
So
it was fun for a while.
I won't watch
but then
tomorrow.
It started to suck.
Yeah.
And then it completely sucked. I mean, what are you doing?
They're under 500 again, right?
Yes. Yeah, they're
deservedly so.
Oh yeah, there's nothing lying to you out there.
No,
not one bit. So yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff. I also we're tracking down see if we can get Ben Lindbergh at the Ringer. He wrote a deep dive with some help from some statistical people and some scientists. The ball's juiced. There was an independently.
Oh my God.
I don't even want to talk to Passan on Monday.
Our guy Jeff Passan is going to be spiking the ball for like.
Independently commissioned study looking at coefficient of restitution, the height of the seams, and balls just traveling further and bouncing
Did
more off the
Andrelton
bat.
Did you see Andrelton Simmons' home run?
No.
He hit a ball where he was falling down and fell to one knee in the home run, and it went out the park.
Not like Beltre, though, where he's like Rizzo.
No,
okay.
Or Beltre or Rizzo, those guys have power.
Right.
He's Andrelton Simmons.
And no,
he's got little.
He's literally falling down, and he made contact with the ball, and it left the yard.
Scooter Gennett had a four-homer game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on now.
All right.
Hell, even Kyle Schwarber homered last night.
He did.
He did.
He did.
It's a good-looking one.
Have a good show. Welcome back. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jed, of course, the executive vice president and general manager of the Chicago Cubs.
80% of a World Series winning team is out on the field. Yeah, this has been undoubtedly more frustrating. We haven't been able to get hot.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. 2 years ago today, a madman named Dylan Roof walked into the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopalian Church in Charleston and shot and killed 9 people who were in the midst of a Bible study session. One of Roof's victims was Sharonda Coleman Singleton, a mother of 3, including Chris, her oldest, who was then 18. Wednesday, on the eve of that awful anniversary, the Chicago Cubs drafted Chris Singleton in the 19th round of the Major League Baseball draft. Singleton just finished his junior year at Charleston Southern University. Lower round draft picks are always a long shot to make the big leagues, but it does happen. The best example being Mike Piazza, who was drafted by the Dodgers in the 62nd round because Tommy Lasorda wanted to do his father a favor. Singleton's already a star, refusing to let a tragic hate crime derail his life. His mom would be very proud of him. I'm John Feinstein.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
There's a whole lot of savings going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Now they have 20% off MSRP on new Chevy Equinoxes, Malibus, and Silverados. That's over $8,000 in savings on the most popular Chevy models. Plus, you can get 0% financing for 70 months. It's like a sale on top of a sale on top of another sale with a sale on the side. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. Includes rebates available to all. Financing in lieu of rebates. Find new.
Pauley Honda in Libertyville has the Honda you want at a price you can afford. Get great pricing, special lease programs, including an incredibly low lease payment on new Accords and 0.9% APR financing on most new Hondas. We've got the all-new redesigned CR-V and the all-new redesigned 2018 Odyssey and hard-to-find Pilots. At Pauley Honda, you'll find a stress-free car buying experience. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com.
Financing with approved credit on select new models.
It's a great time to drive a new Acura at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. At Pauley Acura, you'll get great pricing, special lease programs, and 0.9 to 1.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And come in and see the all-new redesigned 2018 TLX. For a new Acura and outstanding customer service without any of the usual car buying hassle, give Pauley Acura a try at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com.
Financing with approved credit on select new models.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, buy a new 2017 Ford Focus for $169 per month or a new 2017 Ford Escape for $249 per month.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All Ford rebates incentives applied. Must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Payments based on 10% down with 2.99% APR for 75 months. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/17. Golfers, look no further than Eaglewood Resort for the perfect Father's Day gift. Purchase a $150 gift card and get a $25 bonus certificate. Or score some points with their new and exclusive Chicago sports apparel. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com during truck month. Visit Apple Chevy and save 21% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Silverado LT pickups. Get details and schedule a test drive today at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Fountain Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York. I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, you've said leaders are really psychologists. What does psychology have to do with leadership?
So I heard one of the baseball managers in town say that he's really just a psychologist. That's an amazing observation, given the increased use of sophisticated metrics and the complicated business that modern baseball has become. But the truth is, every institution is a people business. And every leader's most important role is to select, coach, and develop talent. Too often we get overly focused on desired outcomes or the endless list of tasks we need to complete. The best leaders spend most of their time thinking about what the team needs from them, and it drives how they allocate their time.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at Lake Forest MBA. Saia, a leading LTL carrier, is hiring for their Burr Ridge locations. They're holding a job fair June 16th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Burr Ridge Terminal. Immediate opportunities available for Class A CDL drivers and part-time dock workers. Depending on experience, Saia will pay up to $15,000 in sign-on bonuses for line haul and OTR drivers. Yes, $15,000. Applicants must complete an online application before attending. For details, visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on careers.
News. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee, with over 600 Hondas to choose from at MullerHondaofGurnee.com.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pack.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. It's a good news, bad news situation for the Cubs right now. The bad, they lost again last night, so now they're back under 500. The good, they're still just two games behind Milwaukee for the lead in the National League Central. But despite the weak division, they're not focused on the Brewers or, for that matter, any other team.
We need to focus on ourselves. You know, we know... You know, we have, you know, mid-90s win talent on the team. We need to get there. And, you know, allowing the division and the fact that the division hasn't played well as a whole, I think that, like I said, I think it's a false sense of security that we have to avoid.
That was General Manager Jed Hoyer. He joined Mike Mulligan and David Haw earlier today. You can hear the entire interview at 670thescore.com. The Cubs are off today. They open up a three-game set in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. White Sox and Orioles currently underway at 35th and Shields. Sox looking to take 3 out of 4 from Baltimore. Top second right now, no score in that one. The final offseason mini-camp practice for the Bears was cut short today. Head coach John Fox said his team deserved it, so the Bears are now done until training camp begins officially on July 26th in Bourbonnais. Basketball, the Bulls begin the defense of their summer league title on July 8th when they take on the Mavericks. Fight news, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor have agreed to terms on a boxing match that'll take place on August 26th in Vegas. And in golf, the U.S. Open underway today up in Wisconsin. Ricky Fowler leading the pack at 7-under through 17 holes. And around 11:15 this morning, an advertiser blimp caught fire and crashed about a half a mile from Erin Hills. The pilot currently being treated for injuries. No other people were involved in the incident. Swedish holiday, American spirit, that's Volvo's midsummer sales event, and it's happening now at your local Volvo dealer. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing. Come on in to learn more. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5:30 when the Cubs take on the Pirates on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube, featuring Pennzoil Motor Oil. Jiffy Lube offers speed and convenience for a high-quality oil change, tire rotation, or manufacturer-recommended service. Stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. Visit Chicagoland Jiffy Lube.com.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Jason's back. Yep. What about Jason's back? Well, a lot.
But he's back.
2 minutes into the show, and we have already got the first dad joke out the way at 1:32.
Not a particularly good way to start.
Don't you remember the Sports Illustrated cover, and it had Yogi Berra with his back to the camera, and it just said Yogi's back because he'd come back to manage the team.
No, I don't remember.
And they were awful, and they got fired after a weekend series where the White Sox swept him in New York.
It is.
I want to say that is that when Ozzie Guillen had one of those at bats where he has. Like three horrible swings and
makes contact in the last one.
And then lines a triple off the wall because of a funny bounce. Ozzie just setting him up. Yeah. So Jason's here. So that's good.
Yes.
And Zach Zaidman is going to join us at 2:00.
That's good.
Mark Gonzalez is going to join us at 4:00.
That's handsome.
We're going to do It's On at 5:30, and we've got some other calls out there as well for some surprises along the way. 312-644-6767 is how you reach us via phone at WSCR The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting and the occasional wayward sex or intended sex comes into 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff.
Please don't tweet at me.
I'm at Dan_Bernstein. We also are on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. We have BernsteinandGoffShow.com podcasts and columns, things we write and talk about, and stuff that we want to link to is always there. And importantly, you can interact with the show on Facebook and the station as well. I mean, really, this is another portal to being involved in everything that we do. And if you like the 670 The Score page on watch670thescore.com and at Facebook Live, you can see us.
Mm-hmm.
The video stream. It's brought to you by American Needle, and it's directed by Brian Gertsch.
How you feeling right now?
Amazing. We out here, and we run this thing.
We going this way. We live this way. We live on CSB right now.
Camera. We out here.
What the hell's going on out here?
Draymond having fun at the parade. This is the moment that everybody, especially Tanny, has been waiting for.
There's always going to be happy Draymond somethings going on. Yes. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
And you are enjoying what appears to be a slider prepared by a celebrity chef.
These are pretty good. Chef Sean O'Neill was here, the winner of Celebrity Master Chef Season 7. And our food people have good senses of humor. We just talked to Jake Berger in the bottom of the third. They brought up 4 burgers. He said, look, I'm okay with the puns. He's heard them all his life.
Sure.
So pick your favorite and then, you know, we'll roll with it.
Does he have any puns for the gherkins in the middle of that plate?
Are you going to eat those?
Absolutely not.
$5, you eat them all.
Ooh, I'll give you $10 if I don't.
Take the deal, Jay. Take the deal.
Not a big fan of gherkins.
There is a joke in there, but I probably shouldn't. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Right-hander Harvey to the plate. And a fly ball to center. Deep again. This ball is gone! First pitch tonight!
He could barely contain himself circling those bases. How about that? Second pitch last night. First pitch tonight. Big Riz. He's the king of fleas. Talk about energizing a ball club.
Anthony loves batting leadoff.
Anthony loves batting leadoff.
Anthony loves batting leadoff.
He is just a big bowl of meat-headed monster. Like I enjoy Anthony. He's genuine and has a lot of fun out there. Nothing seems pretentious or contrived, and he just walks around doing his thing.
Anthony loves batting leadoff.
Who was that?
It was Anthony Rizzo.
Oh, wait, that was him dug out himself?
Yes. He walks into the dugout. He high-fives everyone. And on the way back, he says, Anthony loves hitting leadoff.
Anthony loves hitting leadoff.
Yes.
I thought it was somebody else.
No, okay, it was him last night.
He was talking about himself.
Yes.
Okay, that's
I don't know if he was walking past Schwarber, too, because that would have been an extra little something-something on the jab.
Because I was listening to the broadcast, because last night's commute home was
Anthony loves hitting leadoff.
Treacherous
thing.
Yeah.
It was a thing. You're talking about flooded out underpasses and a couple impassable underpasses on Irving Park Road. And you're thinking, what's going on up here? Oh,
There's 3 feet of water in the underpass.
There's mayhem on Lakeshore Drive as well.
I started there.
And 2 days later, I got home.
And the kids call me, Dad, I thought you were making dinner. I am making dinner.
In the car.
Let me actually get home. Let me get to the store. Let me get the food. And let me get home and shut up in your face.
You got to plug the crock pot into your cigarette lighter.
I mean, what do you want me to do? Sorry, kids.
Make it happen.
You know what? Walk
Tell
to Pot
Mother
Bellies.
Nature to cut it out.
Walk to Wendy's. Do what you got to do. Please, you're old enough. Daddy, make us dinner.
Hey, man.
Come on now.
Hey, you set the tone for that. So once you're not around for it, you gotta answer those questions.
She's a better cook than I am.
I can dig it, but you didn't tell her to cook last night. You said you would be fine cooking.
Yeah, I did.
And you didn't.
Maybe they can kind of realize, yeah, Daddy's kind of in the...
Daddy's in a monsoon right now.
Daddy's in the stuff right now. Just trying to get home safe.
Daddy's getting two animals of every kind to pile into the sedan.
And there's three of those articulated accordion buses in front of me going 8 miles an hour, also trying to get through the water. Those things, I wish I could just bazooka those articulated buses.
Yeah.
I know everybody on them would die, but...
Yeah, that'd be a problem. That'd be a bad headline for the station.
But just
sports radio jock fires bazooka at bus.
No, it's not one. It'd be like spends a day taking out six of the articulated buses.
Maybe you could just go into the CTA, whatever, the little yard where all the buses are, and just slash the tires, do something like that.
No, I need them all vaporized.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
just to never be heard from again.
It's just, and then one of them tries to turn, and it takes the turn too sharply, and then it's got to back up. You're like, dude, come on, seriously.
Can I go at least?
Please.
No, you didn't have that many issues last night. You got to listen to a ball game.
Yeah,
chill by yourself for a little bit.
And of course, and then Pat, he was like, it's a perfect day for baseball. You can't ask for a more beautiful day. Right. The conditions are just ideal. And it's just like, come on.
Not over on the south side.
We started
what, 8:30, 8:25, something like that? Yeah, the conditions were not beautiful yesterday.
This segment brought to you by Presence Health. Staying on top of your health starts with an annual wellness visit. With same-day and weekend appointments, you can schedule a visit today at presencehealth.org/docs. You got 3 days' worth of thoughts.
No, I do? Wait a minute. Hold on. Kenny, did we talk about this?
No,
I got some things that I want to get into with you. Right off at the top, the news of the day nationally is this farce that is getting ready to take place.
Of a boxing match?
Yes. And
it's a freak show.
It truly is. But I do this once a year where I talk about how I feel about boxing. I talk about all the things that go into my feelings about boxing. I bring up a couple of young fighters that I still want to watch. And then it devolves into, oh, yeah, the thing that made me talk about boxing was Floyd Mayweather and some dude that he's going to beat without question. And even more so now, this man, Conor McGregor, is about to get into a ring with a guy who hasn't been beaten by professional boxers, guys who have dedicated their life to the craft. And this dude thinks that he's going to get in that ring and hit him. Like, these are the things that upset me about the sport, because there's so many fights that we have wanted to see for years. You know, we got Pacquiao Mayweather 5 years after it was supposed to happen. All right. There are guys out there right now, like Errol Spence and Danny Garcia, and Keith Thurman and some
and
of these
Joseph Spence.
Triple G. I mean, this Ward Kovalev fight is going to be a good one. There are guys out there, if you want to go up in weight class, come down in weight class, there would be better fights. But it's kind of like hockey, where we kind of only talk about hockey when there's breaking news, when we want to stop them from fighting each other, or when something stupid happens.
When somebody hits somebody over the head with a stick.
Right, yeah. And then the hockey people come out and say, this is the only time you talk about it. Screw you guys. The boxing people don't do that because they're off in whatever job that they're doing. But I always tell myself that I'm not going to spend $75 on this. I'm not going to watch this. And I always end up doing it. And it sucks, man.
You're going to be unhappy because it's going to be a freak show. And if Mayweather wants, he can dance around the whole time and just fight a technical fight.
Right.
And then just wait till the bell rings and take the unanimous decision.
There are fights out there, though. Yeah. There are fights out there. And Dana White has the power over his guys. He makes guys fight that aren't ready to fight again because there's one body. And we don't cover fighting as a local or national media anymore the way we should, because hell, it doesn't rate. You know, the guys who still hang on to boxing are the guys who want to hear more about football and more about basketball. So when these things happen, when these mega fights happen, there's always some silliness involved. And I'm just, it sucks, man, because I was raised on boxing. My grandfather sat me down in front of the television every time I went to my grandmother's house. It was either National Geographic or boxing. That's all we would watch together. And I learned so much about other countries and other you know, species as far as animals and all that other stuff. And oh, by the way, Hearns and Hagler and all these other things that were happening in boxing. And it sucks, man. You got the best fighter pound for pound in the world, supposedly, who don't want to fight all these guys that have earned their right to fight him. Canelo Alvarez has earned his right again to fight him. He's going to be fighting on an Oscar De La Hoya promotion coming up soon. It sucks, man. And I don't know why I feel this strongly about it, but I do. It's a sport that I feel like the last truth that is left is two men fighting in the middle of a ring. It's the last truth left.
It's a great sport.
Yeah. No refs. I mean, you got a ref, but a ref can only do so much in a boxing match unless he's like letting you elbow a guy or letting you headbutt a guy over and over again. But you don't have to worry about traveling or block charge calls. You don't have to worry about pass interference. You don't have to worry about any of that other garbage. All that is removed. Can you hit me more times than I'm going to hit you? Because we're going to dance all night. And then you get this. It sucks, man.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We'll talk about that, and then we'll get the latest from Zach Zaidman on the Bears at the top of the hour on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago. And online.
There's all kinds of technology out there, and with that, you think I'd be better at this point at remembering dates that matter, but I'm not, and they tend to sneak up on me, birthdays, anniversaries, etc. Well, thankfully, ProFlowers has come out with the ultimate solution to ensure this never happens to you again. ProFlowers has launched a new service called ProGifter, and it's the easiest, foolproof way to never forget an event. The ProGifter service lets you schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, the same one or a different one, to 3 addresses or the same address up to a year in advance. That way, if you procrastinate or forget a birthday, an anniversary, this is the service for you. It's 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. So you save time and money. It's up to $70 in savings, and it makes you look great. It's Pro Flowers, so you know you're getting flowers directly from the best growers. You're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. And right now, as I'm talking about this, you are thinking of that occasion for which you might need to send flowers. So don't wait. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. You pick your flowers, you set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's proflowers.com.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy now through Monday and save 25% off MSRP on 2017 Chevy Equinox LTs. Get details and schedule a test drive today at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
It's all about Dad and his dream outdoor living space this weekend at Northwest Metalcraft, your one-stop shop in Arlington Heights for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We are proudly celebrating 70 years in business. Our 22,000 square foot showroom has over 100 competitively priced patio sets from over 20 different manufacturers, including Trapitone, Woodard, Kingsley Bait, and more. And over 40 premium grills on display by Weber, Burlmaster, Solaire, and Memphis. Stop by and see what's cooking this Saturday, June 17th, between 11 and 3 for our Weber cookout. Mention this radio ad, and we'll save you the sales tax off your patio furniture purchase. Offer valid through June 30th. Northwest Metalcraft is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
Hey.
Hey, Cubs fans, score big savings every day at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. They have all the bases covered with the area's largest selection, outstanding service, and lowest pricing around. Serving Chicagoland since 1930, Grand is your stop for high-quality sales professionals, exceptional installation, and delivery. Discover huge savings and selection at grandappliance.com or visit one of their 20 showrooms near you. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
Dan, at WOW, we practice a thing called empathy.
Empathy?
If I pinch your arm, I know what it feels like, right?
Right.
Empathy is like that, but with feelings on the inside.
Oh, I think I've had empathy before.
Good. Now imagine having empathy for everyone.
Get nicer than nice customer service and WOW Internet starting at just $29.99 a month. Limited time only. Get started at WOWWay.com. WOW. That's better. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Hey, it's Golf here, and I've been talking a lot about Upside.com, telling you it will save your company big on business travel and that you'll get a big gift card every trip you buy. Sounds too good to be true, right? So this is what you do. You go to Upside.com to check it out. They got super fast searches, and in less than 2 minutes, it can give you a few awesome choices on United and American flights to whatever city that you want to go to, and a bunch of big-name hotels as well. The first option got me a $200 gift card, and it saved the station over $150. Then they showed me options. If I took a flight an hour earlier or stayed at the same kind of hotel, but just a little bit down the block, I get even more in gift cards and the trip costs the station even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Being a little flexible gets you more, but if you're not, you still get a big savings and a big gift card. Taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside's the real deal. Got me a gift card for $200. Trust me, go to Upside.com today. Plus, when you use promo code SCORE, you are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. See what your next trip's worth today. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider is proud to announce a new line haul rate pay increase for many drivers in our tanker division. Now earn up to 56 cents per mile with the potential to approach $80,000 per year. Don't pass on one of Schneider's highest earning opportunities. Schneider is hiring tanker drivers now in Houston, Texas, Gary, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and throughout the country with unique configurations. Learn about Schneider's tanker driver pay increase and limited time sign-on bonuses and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Here in Wheaton stores today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also on watch670thescore.com. We see you on the live video stream.
Hello.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. 670-11 if you want to jump on the tech zone with us. This is from 708, and Jason, stating that the Mayweather-McGregor fight sucks is a bit hypocritical since you're the guy that always promotes an athlete getting paid. Well, that doesn't make any sense. It can suck, and I'm also happy that they're going to get paid for it.
That is not understanding what the word hypocritical means.
Not at all. This is this.
Nice try, though.
This is from the 312. That's the fight boxing fans want to see, and it's not too late. He's talking about Canelo Alvarez against Triple G. I'm going to watch that fight as well. I love watching fights, and they're trying to give you more free fights. And it's a – I don't know if – see, we always say it's a dying sport, and then they always break box office numbers. They always – the pay-per-view is ridiculous. Guys get 75, 78. I believe last fight with Pacquiao was $79.1 million for the two fighters combined. This one's going to be close to 75. So if the sport is dead, then we come around when somebody digs it up again and pulls the corpse out of the ground.
Here's the thing. It just – you know, sometimes it's once bitten, twice shy here. And, and you at least admit to it. I don't buy pay-per-view anymore. I use the – I mean, I used to do it for some of these Tyson fights. You know, when I was in college, I remember standing in line in Durham to get a special cable box to have to, had to go buy a box to screw it into the TV to box, have people over. And, and we did that. It was worth it. I spent an afternoon in line waiting to get this thing just because that's how much it mattered to me. And then after a while with the various judging controversies and everything else, or a fight that stopped after a minute and a half, I just said no more. I said it's just not worth it. And if somebody's having people over, I'll go. You know, my cousin was I forgot which fight, it was Roy Jones fighting somebody, and he's coming over, and that's fine. But no, because I think this is going to be a farce. This is a freak show. This is a guy who is not a boxer taking on a great boxer, who certainly is not at the peak of his powers, right, but is still somebody who has done it. It's not real. This is how it feels to me. It just doesn't feel real. It feels like, you know, it sounds great. Ooh, this guy from this sport, but it's more of like Thunder Lips versus Rocky. You know,
Have you ever seen The Great White Hype? The movie with Samuel L. Jackson and Damon Wayans.
No,
it's a bad movie, but it's so bad that it's funny. It's the same premise where a guy used to be a boxer when he was young, and then he got into this awful rock band, and then he fights the welterweight or middleweight champion of the world, and that's Damon Wayans. All Damon Wayans does throughout the movie is eat and smoke and drink. He doesn't try to prepare or anything, and they just throw this guy in the ring with him, and in the end, I believe the guy won. I believe the white guy won, but yeah, that's what this is. I just don't get how it helps Dana White in the UFC, because if this guy gets beat, when he gets beat, he then comes back to you, even though it's a different sport. It's tarnished a little bit, right? I mean, if he comes back to the UFC and he's got, you know, he caught an L in a boxing arena, how does that help your product out? I don't know that Dana White needs any help with his product, but this is one of his stars.
It was bad enough what happened to Ronda Rousey.
He forced her back in there, and she knew she shouldn't have been in there.
If you think about the business hit, what she was and what got exposed, in her getting her ass kicked.
Yeah.
How much that mattered. That was, you know, she was the queen of everything. I mean, magazines of every.
A lot of product.
Yep. Yep. That was one of your tent poles of your business that you kicked out.
And Conor McGregor, the fun in Conor McGregor pre-fight is how braggadocious he is, how brash he is, how he draws you in with his charisma. If he gets beat, Can you talk the same, even if it was in a different, you know, sport? Can you really be the Conor McGregor that Conor McGregor has been if you get tapped by Floyd Mayweather? Because that's what's going to happen. Floyd Mayweather is going to hit this man with 400 jabs by the end of round 12, and everybody's going to go home. His face is going to look fine. Conor McGregor might have a scratch or two on his, and then he goes back and fights in UFC. I don't understand the percentages, and I don't think they're playing them right with the situation.
This segment brought to you by Cabela's. Give Dad the perfect Father's Day gift and earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Shop in store and online. Zach Zaidman has Bears stuff next on The Score.
Want to listen to your favorite radio play-by-play announcers like Pat Hughes or Jeff Joniak?
Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Matching your radio audio to your TV. Yeah, that's a sports fan's dream.
It's got a chance! Gone!
Go to DelayRadio.com. Use promo code THESCORE and receive $20 off to sync your radio and TV together.
This is Jason Goff for Xfinity. I'm going to tell you why you AT&T customers should make that switch over to Xfinity. One big reason is you don't need a dish. You can watch it when the weather is bad as well as when the weather is good. The other big reason, if you're a sports fan out there, is the C button on the control. It has changed my life. I have put all my favorites in one category. I press that C button. I know everything that is happening. And if there's a little TV screen in the upper right-hand corner of the C button, you get to watch that. You get to go right to the channel instead of flipping around on the guide. I know what you're thinking. New name means new equipment. Well, the only thing new that they can offer you is a satellite dish. Hopefully there's no rain or snow or any bad weather here in the city of Chicago that would hinder your experience. Xfinity is the place to be. And you can download and watch your favorite shows on the go wherever you are. There's even more. Xfinity has the X1 voice remote, which I love, so you can find your shows faster with the sound of your voice. And you can't do that with DirecTV or AT&T. Don't settle for AT&T and DirecTV. Get started with Xfinity for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months, or ask how to get even more speed with Blast Internet, now with speeds up to 75 megabytes per second. And now, for a limited time only, get free installation. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everybody, so be sure to call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com and make the switch to Xfinity Internet today. And make sure to ask about the Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus, 2 easy data options available so you can stream internet on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T, I dare you. Offer ends June 21st, 2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and autopay. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject change. After promo, regular rates apply. Free installation limited to standard installation on one outlet. Non-standard installation equipment taxes and fees are extra. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity, gigabyte service, router coverage and speed on 5 GHz band. Severe weather may interfere with a satellite signal causing the picture to freeze or pixelate. This is Jason Goff for Xfinity. Go out and get that X1 right now.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrifield, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit sheltonfireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks. Home of the big ones.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible, like the supremely intelligent E-Class sedan or the awe-inspiring GLC. Don't miss this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Hurry in to our summer event. Visit mbusa.com to learn more. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure,